Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Following the large pro-democracy protests throughout Cuba on July 11th, activists planned a second island-wide protest for November 15th. But the Cuban regime banned the protests, and demonstrators were intimidated and harassed prior to the protests, and then prevented from leaving their homes by police and security agents. The regime arrested about 87 people, and 11 persons remain in detention. The protesters' most visible leader, playwright Junior Garcia Aguilera of Archipelago, went into exile in Spain directly after the repressed protests. In the wake of the Cuban regime's targeting of peaceful demonstrators, the Department of State has taken steps to impose visa restrictions on 9 Cuban officials implicated in silencing the voices of the Cuban people through repression and unjust detentions. The department implemented these targeted sanctions pursuant to Presidential Proclamation 5377, which suspends non-immigrant entry into the United States of officers and employees of the Cuban government. These 9 officials include high-ranking members of the Ministries of the Interior and the Revolutionary Armed Forces. In the days preceding November 15th, the Cuban regime bullied activists with government-sponsored mobs, confined journalists and opposition members to their homes, revoked journalists' credentials to suppress freedom of the press, and arbitrarily detained Cuban citizens who attempted to peacefully protest. The designated individuals took action to deny Cubans their universal rights to free expression and peaceful assembly, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken. These visa restrictions advance our goal of supporting the Cuban people and promoting accountability not only for regime leaders, but also for officials who enable the regime's assaults on democracy and human rights, said Secretary Blinken in a statement. The United States continues to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to push for the release of political prisoners and to support the Cuban people's call for greater freedoms and accountability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.